Hello and welcome to the Hot Seat Podcast, where we're always honest, open, and transparent in our communication on topics from blended families, marriages, friendship, and more. I'm your host, Flo, and this is my lovely co-host, my wife,
Q, and we would like for you to take some time out to join our village. Hit the subscribe button, turn on your notifications, and if you're on the go, make sure that you're listening to us on any of the podcasting platforms.
Now, let's get into the episode.
All right, so let's get to it. Story time. So, an interesting thing happened. Very helpful. Most of the time. My sister moved into the house with us. So, TT is here. And the kids love it. And they also hate it. Because TT is older. Only by like 2 years. But
older than who?
She's older than me.
Okay.
So TT,
you said the kids hate it, but she's only older by 2 years. What?
No. I said TT is older.
Yeah, older than the kids.
Yeah.
My head went to she's 15.
No. TT's about 2 years older than I am. And she doesn't have kids of her own, so she can tolerate noise, but up until a point. And pretty much zero when it comes to that whole pestering, bickering, back and forth. So, alright. So, yeah. But, I mean, she's always there with the girls doing manicures when they're out of school, painting their nails, whatever color they want. And I think she and Prince have a special thing that they do, except watch TV together, which he's absolutely okay with.
And ask her how old she is every day.
Does he really?
Mm-hmm. What year are you born? What month is your birthday? What day is it? How old are you? It's just like, if you ask me again, how old I am.
Old
we
are
talked
you?
About this yesterday. Oh, I forgot.
And then does it again the next day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so that's their thing then. So, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I feel it's pretty helpful with the now 4 children and the 3 furry children. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts?
It's an adjustment for sure. Because I'm a very spacious individual. And now there's less space.
You are a spacious individual.
Yeah, I like space, open air. So there's not as much as that anymore. So that's an adjustment. But the cool thing is, I'm not the only one in the house with knee problems.
That's true.
So we have a close bond with knee issues.
Solidarity. My knees can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I'm ostracized by, I don't have those problems.
Yeah. So we exercise and it's like, yeah, people with 30 and older with bad knees don't have to do this exercise. Because the knees ain't strong enough.
Which excludes me.
Yeah.
Partially, because I am 30 and I'm in the 30 and older category.
Mm-hmm.
It's just those knees. Mine are still good.
Anyways. No. Speaking of knees, but no. Other than that, everything is cool. More help. Easier to transport kids since we had to sell one while you were on bed rest.
Sell the car?
Mm-hmm.
You said sell one.
Oh, yeah. Easier because we sold the car. Because you were on bed rest.
There you go. Yes.
So now, while you're off at work, you can still get places rather than you're off at work and
everyone's here. Yep.
Can't go nowhere.
Can't do nothing.
No. But our neighbors are cool, so they help us get around if necessary, but won't need that anymore. So that's beneficial. It's helpful. It's cool.
Let's see. What other news, story time worthy do we have? So TT moved in.
Another school year has started.
Oh, yes.
And recognizing that our kids are getting older.
We have.
And speech has changed. Attitude has changed.
We have an eighth grader who's...
in the 16th grade.
Mm-hmm. That's one way to say it. In the 16th grade.
Yeah.
We have a seventh grader who's changing her wardrobe style.
Mm-hmm.
Still her wackadoodle self, though. And we have an eight-year-old who's a third grader who has decided to upgrade his vocabulary.
Yes.
To the point where he'll say stuff and be like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I said that. Okay, that's what I thought you said. I just need to make sure that this is what you said.
That came out of your mouth. Okay, got it.
Okay.
And you pronounced that one to a T. Okay.
Right.
Very good.
Yes.
So that realization, and then on top of that, we get the kids to two different schools because obviously you got elementary and middle.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing next year it's going to be three different schools is crazy.
Yeah.
Elementary, middle school, and high school. Wow.
Yep.
At my young age. Yeah, talking about me. Even though my knees are three times my age. But at my young age, about to have a high schooler. That's insane.
I think that if we tally up your age chronologically plus your biological age, you are the oldest.
I think so.
If we did that,
that's true.
I think that's what would happen.
Yeah. That, well, yeah. 70, 33. 103 divide that by 2. Yeah. I'm old.
Yeah. I'm just old. 34. That's it.
Lucky you.
Done.
Lucky you.
But yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, you got the age changes, the peer dynamic changes, the attitude changes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, them attitude changes, because it was
the comfortability to express your thoughts.
At one point it was just one.
Oh yeah.
Or I should say it was one of the two, but only one at a time. Now it's all three.
Yeah. All three at once.
Like, oh man, when do we get a break?
We don't.
No, we don't.
We started all over.
Yes.
Basically.
Because we moved from...
We're going to have back-to-back out the house. Then we have a little
gap.
5 years. And then another one. And then 8 years after that.
And another one. The last one.
Yes. No more. No mas.
No mas. So let's see.
Yeah. So that's what's been going on since we last released an episode.
And we saw surgery. Birthday.
I can bend my knee a little bit.
That was more than a little bit, so considering.
I can't squat, run, and jump, so once we get there, I'm fully recovered.
We were working out yesterday. His squats are hilarious.
Anyways, I squat at an obtuse angle, basically. I'm nowhere near 90. I'm about 120.
He doesn't squat. He looks like he was about to sit down, but the minute he dropped a little bit lower, he was like, nah, never mind. He stood back up. It's not really even a squat. He was thinking. He was like, no, thank you.
Anyways, I get patronized enough at physical therapy. Yay! What?
Well, for them who they don't know what your baseline is, everything that you do is awesome, and you're moving along very fast, very quick recovery. For those of us who know all the things that you used to do, yeah.
And fell off a cliff.
It's going to be a long road.
It 10 seems. Feet looks so high now. Like the basketball hoop. Because I used to dunk.
Oh,
so that 10 feet looks so far away. That was like 20 feet to me. It's like, oh, the thought of even trying is crazy.
Well, if it makes you feel better, 10 feet looks so far away from me, too. It's so far away. Like you said, the thought of even trying is just, why? Why? I completely understand. No. But like I was saying, we celebrated a few birthdays. So, you were the second birthday we celebrated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And then our first birthday for the summer was Hades.
Yes.
Hades is now a whole 1 year old. Yes. 1 year. I don't know why I put an S. 1 year old.
Yeah, he's a year old now.
He's a year old.
And his personality changed. Because now he'll actually play. He'll go and fetch. As before, you just look at it.
Yes.
His facial features have changed.
He's starting to like bark, but like to be more assertive.
Oh, yeah.
Not like aggressive, but like while he's playing, like, yes, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, I'm here, I'm here. Yeah, he does that a little bit. What he hasn't grown out of is the crying.
It's the whining.
Oh my God.
Everything.
I want to be outside too.
I don't want to be outside. It's too hot. I want to be right on top of you, but I also want to go play.
Why am I downstairs by myself? Ooh, everyone's upstairs. Hush.
Why am I in my room and you guys are sitting on the couch, even though everybody else or the other puppies are in their room?
Or when they're out.
Or when they're out. Or if one is going to the bathroom and he has to wait his turn. So why can't go out right now? Yeah, just...
Yeah.
Very whining.
Yeah. But we went to
Rosa's
a dog beach.
Park. Or Rosa's Beach, yes.
Yeah, we went to a dog beach, and that was fun.
We took the time to... What was it? I know what I'm trying to say. We seized the opportunity and went to the dog beach with family friends.
Yes.
So, friends who are really family.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yes. So it was their dog's or their puppy's birthday yeah. 2 days after.
Yeah, because Hades is 2 days older. So yes. That was fun. The journey, though, was terrible, which I'm finally glad we're in a position to rectify that, because that was a hot drive.
Yeah, how do you think I feel
it
almost every day I go to work?
I'm like, oh my gosh, the sweat.
Yeah.
And it's a hot drive because the AC in our vehicle doesn't work. And we're talking about, this is July 20th
mm-hmm.
when we went. And hot. It's probably, as when by the time this episode released, it would have been a whole month. And we finally got the AC fixed.
Yeah.
Because Tesla was so backed up. I mean, like, that should be an emergency. Flat tire AC go out in Southern California. And you need to get us in here ASAP. So we have been drenched in sweat every time we have to leave the house. Because the AC don't work.
Unless it's early morning.
Or late.
Or evening.
Yeah, because then you got a cool breeze.
But yeah, so we go to Rose's Beach. We meet up with family, Mo and B, and our little nephew, who's just so chunky.
Oh, yeah.
He's just so chunky.
Which is awesome, because just like the relationship between Yvonne and Ray, it's the same thing for Leo and his nephew.
Leo and our nephew. That would be his cousin.
His cousin, whatever. People understand what I mean. So we have Yvonne, Leo, is November, mm-hmm. and then we have Ray, nephew, cousin, also in April. So this is really cool dynamic. Then you got girl, boy, it's right. Awesome.
It's a set of girls, set of boys, both 5 months apart, November and April.
Yeah.
So it was really cool, you know, set up all of the tent and all the chairs, and they're so awesome. They brought a blanket to put down. So in our car, we had all of the people plus Higgies and Athena.
Yeah.
We didn't bring his stroller.
We could if it wasn't all fit.
Yeah, so we had the dogs, their day bags.
And then we had the throw up incident, thanks to Hades, who still throws up in the car.
Yeah, so it was a whole thing. So they were super awesome. They had like a wagon, they had a canopy, they had a blanket. So we set the canopy up, we set the chairs up, we put the blanket down, we put
our beast towels
and stuff around. And so I'm like, here, Leo. He's awake. He's having fun. He's excited about this place he's never been in. It's cool because now we're by the beach, you know, when he's been sweating it up in the car. So he's down there. And the next thing I'm like, oh my gosh, that's what I hear. And I look. And then it dawns on me, the last time Mo and B saw Leo, he was not mobile. He was just crawling and moving about.
Oh, it was the baby shower.
Yes. He had to be held for everything. And it was he was still in his drink milk and sleep phase. So they were just like, he's moving. I'm like, yes, he's doing a lot of that. I'm like, he's quick. It's not like, oh, I just learned how to crawl and I'm kind of slow. No, he was like, this is how you do it, and took off.
Yeah.
So I told him, I was like, I try to always keep an eye, keep him in front of me. Otherwise, who knows where he'll be?
Yeah. And one minute you're in the closet, and the next minute he's in the loft. Like, wait, hold on.
Right. So
how did you leave our master bedroom all the way to the loft?
What happened? She put our nephew down in his little travel bassinet, and I think he like moved or something. He was lifting his head. And I was like, oh, look at you lifting up your head. So I'm like, you know, all in his face, but not in his face. We're like this far apart still. But, you know, getting his attention. And then my mommy spidey sense goes off. And I'm like, I turn, I'm like, Leo. He was right next to my leg. Because, you know, he wanted to see his cousin too. So he looked. Then he was bored. He was on the opposite side, like diagonal from me, the furthest distance away, on trying to get off of the blanket so he could play in the sand.
Yep, heading out to the beach.
Yeah, he's like, bye, it was great seeing you guys, I'm going that way. And B's like, oh, she's like, he is fast. I was like, yeah, I told you, he's quick. He wastes no time. So I proceeded to spend the rest of my time with him down there trying to keep him off and out of the sand so he didn't get all over the place. Right. And he was like, no, I want the sand.
The sand is fun. The sand is cool. It cannot go in your mouth because we're at the dog beach.
That part.
Any beach, but especially at the dog beach.
So he's like grabbing it. But, you know, as soon as he does this, it's like, no. Yeah. And then he's like, okay, how about this handful? So that was pretty much what we did until finally eight fell asleep.
Yeah.
Well,
we took him out to the beach a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
Put his feet in there. But it was crazy.
It's
a lot of dogs, and I'm nervous.
They were everywhere. There's one dog eating up all the food.
Yeah, because you got dogs just out, like, in the wild.
And not on just, leashes.
And I'm just like, oh, because Zeus was our first dog. So if you were to do that to Zeus, you're running all over our entire community, which has over 300 homes, all these different streets, trying to catch up and get to them. So with these doodles, I'm like, give him on a leash. No. And I was like, get over it. Take them off the leash. They didn't take off.
They were just having fun.
They didn't go too far. You tell them to come. They came. I was like, okay.
Yay.
All right. No dogs fighting each other. None of that stuff. None of that.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was a nice day. It was a nice birthday at the dog beach.
Mm-hmm. Then we went to go get some sushi, ice cream afterwards.
Ramen. Mm-hmm.
That was cool. They had their birthday treats for the dogs. So it was fun.
Yeah, super duper fun.
And I'm glad that they hung out with us until the sun went down, because we weren't going to leave until the sun went down so we can get some cool air on the road back home.
Yes, because it was hot.
Hot, hot, hot.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Well, that's story time.
Let's go ahead and get... wraps up the things.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get into the episode. The topic of today.
It's
what?
It's a not as happy topic.
No. Our story time was fun. That's the bright spots.
Yes.
No,
the bright spots.
Sister-in-law, aunt,
black abyss.
Sister's here. Kids are getting older. The grades is good. The journey to AAU Olympics was awesome for Ray. We got to talk about that. She did an excellent job first year. Now she knows what she wants to do next year for her events. How fast and how hard she has to work.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great celebrating first birthday, then my birthday. Was awesome. I spent $33 on lottery tickets because I turned 33. I just so happened to win, so that was awesome. It was $2, so I'm kind of still in the hole. But hey, it was cool. It was something to do.
Right.
Being able to see another year. But let's get back to life.
We said, those were the bright spots in the black abyss of I was gonna say the past year, but I feel like it's been longer.
No, it's totally been longer than that. We've talked to you guys about this before. The issues going back to October 2022 when we had the kitchen issue at the rental property. It didn't get resolved until summertime of 2023. And then also at that same time, now we're having tenant issues back to back, which causes us even more duress. And so that, it was a, let's just say it was a 2008 financial crisis for us. It was terrible.
In 2023.
Yeah, in 2023, most definitely. So, with all of that, that came to the inevitable decision. I don't care.
Inevitable.
Yeah, whatever. I do not care. Because it's irritating enough.
Okay.
That we have to put the house up for sale. Because we're talking, we put... I don't care. Y'all get to know. Y'all get to know. It's all good. We put about 120. Wait, no. Was that 20? I'm just saying between $90,000 and $120,000 into that house to, you know, update it in some areas, clean it up, fix things that were being broken. Cover expenses because people weren't paying. We did everything we could to try to keep that property.
And, wasn't happening.
It wasn't happening. We had to go ahead and sell it. And that was a journey
in and of itself.
There you go. Thank you so much. Yeah, because we're talking about, we're almost at $500,000 at the beginning as far as the value of the home and what you could sell it for. Mm-hmm. By the time it sold, we wasn't near that. So even after selling, we didn't recoup the number that I just gave you.
No, at all.
Still in the red. So that was a troublesome period. Because if we invested that much and we're at a loss and then we sell it and we're still at a loss, that means other things were being affected. And that would be our home that we actually live in on the verge of bye-bye. Where are we going to live? Like, it was bad. Very bad.
Very, very bad.
And stressful. Mm-hmm. Because while we're dealing with all the tenant issues during the summer of 2023, she's on bed rest with, you know, Leo on his way, which means there's a loss of income there. That means mm-hmm. everything is sitting on me and I can't cover it all. So everything is just falling back by the wayside. And it's just like, my name is being affected. And what I mean by name, that means our credit is being affected. Because when you go out into the world, try to get things, yep, they're going to go by the number. Your name and the credit number.
What?
That credit number determines what type of person you are. If you're trustworthy, you can handle your debt, and you're on time. So when you mess that up, that means your name, your reputation is affected. And I don't like that. So this was extremely stressful and saddening and depressing. And it was just bad.
It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was really, really
stressful,
really
and really, really bad.
Yeah, then we try to lean on the government for assistance because we knew the storm was coming when she was, now you can't go back to work. And the government said, oh.
But have you lost the house yet? Or are you still in the house? You're in the house. You're good.
You're good.
I mean, are the lights off? Or do they still work? They work? Don't worry about it. Call us in a month.
Yeah. This is July 2023. We didn't get the good help until February of 2024.
Yep. After the birth.
Yeah.
Still not working.
Yeah, you weren't working then. So, yeah, it was
stressful, heartbreakingly stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Saddening beyond belief.
Yeah, and we're over here having the conversations with the kids, trying to manage and set the expectations so that way they know what we're facing, what we have to go through and deal with. And it's just, kids are kids, you know. They're not going to remember because this isn't something that they're responsible for or have to consistently worry about.
They're not directly affected because it's not happening to them. It's happening to us and it affects them, but not directly. So they're like, uh-huh, okay, I completely understand.
Can
so
we go to Olive Garden? Can we go to McDonald's?
No.
I'm hungry.
Okay, let's get something to eat. Well, can't we just go to No.
Why? There's nothing in the pantry.
You
time
have
to
cook.
Be creative. There's something in there.
And that's usually the thing. It's not that there's nothing. There's no food. There is food, but you have to cook it.
Yeah.
Really? You're off. This is summer. What else do you have to do?
Can we just order pizza? No.
Or do you have pizza money? And the girls, yes. Yes, we do. And then it's us. Oh, shoot. That's right.
They do have money.
They do have accounts.
They do have a job. In a sense. They pick up recyclables and take weeds out of people's yard. There's only two ways they make money.
Yeah, so they do have a little bit of income, so to speak, coming in, and they do have an account. So it's one of those things where we don't ever think about it because they don't use their money. So but when they wanted to, they're like, no, we're having McDonald's, period. Mm-hmm. Paying for it.
Taco Bell, Papa John's, Chipotle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they. We allowed them to do that.
Not like, often, but sometimes.
No, not often, but sometimes. And be like, all right, it's gone. But you lost some money.
You had this at the beginning of the summer.
And look how much you spent. Look how much you could have had. So, yeah, so, you know, it's a learning lesson for them in that aspect, too. But, yeah, it was terrible. It's had me thinking this was a bad, bad decision. Should have never did it like this or never did it at all. When it comes to this, you know, trying to subsidize home ownership, basically is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Covering a lot of costs to make it easier for someone to own the home or make it easier for someone to live there so they can potentially own their own home. Like, this was not the way to go.
I believe it could have worked had we made some minor adjustments. Like, buying a house the initial tenant could afford on their own.
Mm-hmm.
So they did not have to have anybody else there. And if they decided to, then fine.
Yeah.
You know, okay, we crossed that bridge, but they wouldn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, actually, I think right there, that's it.
That's it.
That right there would have.
And just
complete game changer.
Yeah.
Right there.
Realizing that this decision, that decision made, knocked down the domino that led us to this. And it's just like
a huge ripple.
That ripple was massive. And didn't even see it coming. That's the crazy thing. It was all a surprise.
Partially.
There's disappointment in there, you know, on behalf of other actions of individuals, but it wasn't like, oh, the writing was clearly on the wall.
Right. No, okay, yeah.
Like, you, like, come on, clearly on the wall. You should have never did that.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that. It's one of those things where I didn't, it wasn't expected, however, not surprised.
No, that's you.
Well, yeah, that's me. Okay. For the first tenant or
yeah, the first tenant.
The first of the secondary tenants. It wasn't expected, but I'm also not surprised.
Yeah.
The second one, complete blindside. Just didn't even see that. Just what? No.
And that's
so
disappointing.
Disappointing.
You know?
With a hint of betrayal.
Well, I wouldn't say a hint. there's a lot to that. Because both different sets of subtenants were plotting and scheming the whole time. And that didn't come to fruition or realization until after the fact.
Well, the first one, at the end. Second one, the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, the whole, from the beginning of, so I heard you had a place that could be rented. From there on,
yeah.
Plotting and scheming. So, yeah. But again, like I said, if ever in the future.
When you reflect on all of that stuff, it is depressing in a sense, because you had this vision of how this is going to be successful and it's going to work. And it's been working for this long extended period of time, and you can literally see the light at the end of the tunnel. We're reinvesting because we didn't keep anything. So we have renters that pay, but we didn't keep, we invested back into the house to up the value so that way there's equity there that we'll be able to pull and use for that first subtenant. And then you just kind of keep that going on, and then I just builds the portfolio and opens the door for us to potentially help more people.
Right.
So when we, it's like, it was right there, and then it just crumbled. Crumbled out of nowhere. I was at a stage when I was talking to Q, and I was just like, yeah, these businesses are done.
Did you say you were out of state?
No. I'm like, these businesses are done. She's asking me, what about this one? It's been gone. It's probably ain't gonna come back. Speaking of the clothing business. Nope. What about the real estate? Nah, real estate is over. The only thing that's standing is Wilson Financial, of course. And then the podcast, which isn't really a business. It's something we enjoy doing. There isn't money being made off of it. Mm-hmm. Crazy nope, like that. No money. So, yeah, I'm done. I gave up. It was a big L, and I was going to accept it until you shared some words of encouragement.
I would like to pause and just add a disclaimer at this point. I say a lot of things. A lot of things often. Sometimes I'm wide awake, sometimes I'm half asleep. So I would just like for you all to understand that the words of encouragement that I may or may not have given to him are subject to please understand the situation. All right, continue.
And she's like, well, you said that this was... And this stung in the beginning because I was like, dang.
Did I encourage you or did I hurt you?
I did say those things. And it's like, ouch. This is further deepening into the deep black abyss of the sea. She's like, well, you said this was, you know, our our retirement, basically.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sure did say
because
that.
Because... We don't know Social Security is going to be here, and I'd rather plan for it not to be here. We're not born or working in the 50s. We're not baby boomers. We don't have Social Security that will pay you $3,000 plus a month just for you to sit at home. We don't have all of those. That's not where it's at right now. That's not how it's looking. Pension plans and all, no. So we're going to have to build our retirement portfolio differently than our previous generations before us, a couple generations before us. So she's like, this is, and my retirement that I had is gone. I'm like, yeah, so is mine too, it's gone. But what are we gonna do, blah, blah, blah. I believe that we can still do this. We just have to do it differently.
You said that?
You said that.
Okay, that's what I thought. It's just me. It's just the way you phrased it.
I believe in this vision. And I was just like, these are all the reasons why I love you.
Wait, I said that?
You're still here, girl. That was a song playing in my head. Because I was like, it's
over. I still believe in it?
Yes. And okay. Then I was like... She believes in me. So, yeah, still, I was crying for sadness, then turned into joy just that quick.
He was crying on the inside. Outside, he was quiet, and that's pissed me off. I mean, I remember the conversation now.
Oh, now you remember. Okay.
Right, like he bought, well, now that you told me, I remember it.
I remember everything, because you just said it.
Exactly. So, yeah, if he was crying, if he was happy or sad, it was all on the inside, because... Close your mouth. You know, put one hand up to your face. Like this. That's what he looked like in the car the whole time.
I was driving. There's no way I looked like
that. You were not driving. I was driving. You had surgery.
You right.
See, I told you. I remember now.
Yeah, so she nurtured confidence in that moment, in that day, in that night, in that car ride. And I was like, you know what? You're right. It's a dark time, literally, because we're driving home in the dark. But it's a dark time, but it's not going to last. Just plan better, choose better, and learn from the lessons that have been displayed numerous amount of times, and not be so...
Pig-headed.
No, not be so...
Stubborn.
No, not stubborn. Not be so... I don't know the terminology, but not be... Do not be... Just that can never be me. That'll never happen to me. You know, that was them, the athletes, the celebrities, the all of that. That was them. when they tried to help and then the family did them wrong or the manager stole money. That's them. It could never be us. We're different. No, it can be.
Is that what you were thinking?
Plan better.
I wish I had known that because I would have completely demolished that thought process.
Do better and
listen to my wife.
That too. I gave her that one. I was like, you show is right. I can't. you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't be like, oh, well, can we get a refund? No, it's gone. It's gone. It's going to have to do that. So, yeah, the business is back on in that moment. It's back on and popping. So, we will try and do again, but it'll be much more conservative approach.
It's in the restructuring phase. The business was never off. It was just, it was on a short hiatus and it is now in restructuring. So coming soon.
Yeah. It's going to happen. It'll be back. We'll do better when it comes to this real estate thing. Learn a very lot of valuable lessons. And we were not able to get ourselves out of it or see the light at the end of the tunnel if it had not been for our attorney, if it had not been for our neighborly, let's put it that way, because they are neighbors, but they also are in real estate and real estate agents selling, buying. So if it wasn't for that core structure group, yes, and their friends, and their other friends that did some work at the house as well, who's also a neighbor. So if it wasn't for them, we to navigate through this, because when everything is good, it's easy to manage. It's easy to get things done. But when it's falling all off, and this is the first time it's ever happened to you, and you don't know which way to go, they were there. They put the so if you go bowling, the little kitty things, bumper. They put the bumpers right there and kept us straight walking down the path so we can get to the light. So they really helped us get through this
which is why, you know, we're always so thankful and grateful for our village, be that as it, you know, be it the physical people around us part of the village or you out in the
listening and viewing audience.
Yes. Universe, village, whatever, you know, if you're the visual universe, the audio universe, we appreciate you just as much because we've had the wonderful pleasure of speaking to some of our viewers and they're like, hey, so we noticed there hasn't been an episode for like a while.
Where's my episode?
We're just wondering, one, are you okay? You're good? Safe? Everybody? Great. So where's the next episode? So, you know,
because we're looking at you, you look good, but so where's the episode?
Yeah, we appreciate that because it's like, oh, they do care. They are watching. They are understanding.
Yeah.
This is great. And this is awesome.
Even the TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, all of them are still, even though we didn't put nothing out, we can still see views that were happening. So, we stepped away. We set the goal, the expectation that, we're going to have 26 episodes. That would be the goal. Yeah.
So
life smacked us.
Now that you said that, you know there's that saying where it says when we people make plans, God just laughs.
Mm-hmm.
God was laughing so hard this past year. He was in stitches. I mean, if I can envision him, he was rolling around the heavens with tears coming out of his eyes. That's how hard he was laughing.
You think you'll get that done?
was what
that didn't happen.
He was sitting there, you know, oh, they're just so sweet. They're just adorable.
My children, they just think they know it all.
Yeah, and so now that we're here on the back end of it, so to speak, or at least as far as we can tell, I think he's kind of like, oh, it's okay. You guys, you did it. You're almost there.
Almost there. Don't celebrate too early because I'll run it back. So
he's doing one of these. You're good. Wiping away his tears from his laughter. Yeah.
And I want his laughter to be over. Like, it's the fourth quarter, the game is done. I don't want this to be halftime and then we make more mistakes. No.
Well, unfortunately.
Of this magnitude, is never going to happen.
I'm going to say, never.
Never going to put our family at financial risk in this way.
Never say never.
I'm not doing it.
But you can do it without knowing that you're doing it. That's why you never say never.
I can honestly say I'm not going to have us throw $90,000 to $120,000 into something. And it just, now the money's gone again. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
That was a ludicrous thing.
Well, it's, from my understanding of my short period in the relationship of this type, aka a non-dreamer dreamer, it's a dreamer's prerogative. Like, it's a thing that y'all tend to do. So, I mean, I'm not blaming you or any other dreamer. It's just sometimes your dreams and the visions that you see are so large.
No, they're so clear. I can see clearly.
It's like an air balloon, and you are filling your balloon with the hot air before I can grab the rope and get you anchored and tie you down so you don't go too far. You're gone, and it's like, I'm just gonna have to find where he lands. Just gonna have to wait for him to come down.
Yeah, I'm not gonna put our.
I'm sure you're not.
Kids are that one. Ooh, especially the kids.
It was not
just the fact of I'm hungry. It's like, oh, failure.
Well, that shouldn't be because they're always hungry.
I know, but they're all growing. It's just like.
It just made it worse, even though it's something that they had been saying.
They've been doing it all this time. But in this moment, this is life.
It felt different, even though it was the same.
Yeah, it hit different. It's like,
That's called your conscience.
Suck as a father. Can't even get your children 99-cent French fries. Yeah, it was terrible. Better yet, you can't even walk right. Knee surgery. Look at you, selfish. I was beating myself.
Wait, what?
Exactly.
Look at you, selfish. I'm sorry. That was funny. Also not funny, but so funny. I don't understand. Explain.
Because that just puts more pressure on the household. Because now I'm out. It's like I'm on the sideline. I'm hurt. I'm out the game. You guys are the starters. You guys are playing. Because I was out there playing. And then I injured myself, so now I gotta sit on the bench.
So, okay, so I understand that analogy as an analogy. Now, okay. If you can bring it back into practical reality, I would appreciate it because I'm gonna say this and I don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings. But with your knee surgery, you technically were still able to work because you work from home.
I know, but I wasn't.
Like, you didn't. There was no.
I wasn't an active contributing member, I felt, because it was a lot of take your brother. Can you clean this? Can you do that? So it's just, I'm just kind of stationary, not really. I have chores I normally do, can't do them. So all of that stuff. So that just puts more pressure on, you know, the kids, and being that it's. Of course, they're in school, so it wasn't really that much of a burden to the kids. But when summer came, you're supposed to be having fun. It's like, now I have to do all this stuff because my dad can't.
But
here, watch your brother because it's going to take me forever to get in and out the tub or in and out the shower. And it's just like, they want to have fun. Make sure you feed them while I'm doing this.
But by the time the kids were in summer, you were more mobile. Yes. You weren't able to bend because remember your surgery was the end of April. You could move, but you couldn't bend until 5 weeks after that.
Well, no longer than that. Yes.
Which took us to June. So that's when they basically were in summer vacation. So you were able to get about slowly, but you could get about. So yeah, you had that, but by the time that it was summer, you were more mobile, and then you started therapy. So
anyway, that's the sentiment I told myself.
Okay, selfish. Well, I would say it was very difficult on me. I did that.
Well, you said it.
I know. I'll say it again. Well, because you only brought up the kids.
I know, that's true.
So
there's more pressure on you.
Yeah.
Because that's another body that has to be taken care of, in a sense.
On top of my night job, day job, which is taking care of people.
Yeah, so it's just like, selfish. We should have done this. We should have waited. But there was no waiting. It was just a lot.
There was no waiting?
No, there was no more prolonging this.
There wasn't?
No. The pain was too much. Now that even though I can bend a little bit more, the pain is intense on this side. So I got to talk to the doctor about that because they think it's probably my bone structure is different, which is why I have this protruding bone and a slit action. So there might be like a tear in that little tendon that attached to the tibia. Is that the one that got two bones down here?
Well, each bone has a name.
This is femur.
Yes.
This is called tibia.
Tibia.
Yeah, but there's a thing.
Fibula.
And then, there you go. The fibula.
Mm-hmm. So, that's what I'm saying. There's two bones down there, just like there's two bones up here.
That ain't my world, okay? I don't remember that stuff anymore.
Well, I'm just
But yeah, so this might be something happening down there.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah, so that's, we lost the house.
We
that wasn't fun to do. That's like
sold the house at a very discounted rate.
Well, we lost the money. How about that?
Okay, I'll take that. We lost the money, lots of it.
Yeah.
But we learned lessons, and I think the number one lesson that we learned was
listen
to me. Yes. I think that was, I think so many things probably could have been avoided had we been practicing that the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Even here in this house.
Exactly.
We got there a couple of times. We don't need to do that right now. Yeah, we do.
So, I mean, it's
and
okay.
Then come to find out, you didn't have to do that. I did it? What? You should have listened.
It's, you know, it's just like we're talking with Yvonne. You know, she's older. We're trying to get her to understand concepts rather than, you know, situational lessons. So it's like this lesson is for this time, but it also works for other things. So take the concept of whatever you're learning so that you can apply it to everything. And it's the same thing.
Yeah.
At that house, you should have listened to me. At this house, you should have listened to me. With the kids, you should have listened to me. It's one of those global concepts that should just be practiced universally.
Yeah.
So.
I agree.
But like I said, I think that was like the number one lesson that was learned. You know, there were some really great ones besides that one. I just think that was number one. But there was there were some really good ones like.
If we're going to do this in numerical order, that would be lesson zero.
That
one, zero.
Actually,
the one before.
That's the prerequisite to the lesson that we're learned.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is learning to listen to Q. And then after that, we'll be able to teach you the other lessons. Because they're directly related to listening to Q.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I agree. Prerequisite, listen to Q. Lesson number one, after listening to Q, do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, and I think that's a great point to end the episode on. Okay? Just listen. That's the lesson.
Just listen.
Just listen.
All right, you guys. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Village. We appreciate everything. Mm. Your support, your time, your efforts, your willingness to hang on and be patient for these episodes.
Yeah, I don't know if we should call it hot seat anymore.
It's more like when it happens.
Welcome to the hit or miss episode. The inconsistent episode of podcast. Whatever.
Right. Because we still have red hot chairs. So, red hot seat.
Mm-hmm. The occasional hot seat podcast.
There you go.
Whatever.
That sounds great.
Yeah. All right, we appreciate listening, follows, all of that stuff. Thank you guys for the encouragement. I want to say it as well, even though she said it already. But yeah, it does mean a lot to know that people are listening. People are checking in. People are demanding for their episodes. It really does help. It takes our mind off of the trial, the 2-year struggle of a bad decision. But with every bad decision, there's a lesson. Mm-hmm. So was it really bad? Because you learned something.
No, it was bad, but it was bad. Yeah, it was bad, but we got a lesson. Like, we learned stuff, so that at least makes it, like, it's bad, but at least it wasn't.
No, it was bad. Being broke is terrible. It's terrible. Credit score, plummet.
What score? What score? I'm just saying, what score?
The score is so low, it's kind of like the SAT. You at least get this for writing your name. That's
right.
It was bad season.
It was a bad decision. However, we had the opportunity to learn, and we seized that opportunity.
Yes.
So it was bad, but we learned from the terrible dark abyss of that situation. So yeah, I think that's good.
All right, peace.
See ya.